Hey guys, thanks so much for coming back for another episode. I hope you enjoyed last week on dating as a Christian in Portland. That was an interesting episode. A lot of different perspectives. But this week we're going to get into a little bit more about the queer community here in Portland, maybe a little bit of nightlife. So yet again, grab your snacks, lay down, chill out, tune out, whatever. And we're going to jump into the next episode. Okay, we are back. I am here today with Britt Alexander. You are a DJ here in Portland, but you also travel around and DJ.
Yeah. I technically am based in Bend right now, but Portland's kind of like home for me, so I come back all the time.
Yeah. So this is really cool because most of the time I know all of like the guests pretty well. Mm-hmm. And so like I'm learning as we go right
totally.
Now. So well, tell me about you. So you used to live in Portland. Mm-hmm. You're from Bend. Give us the scoop.
Yeah. So I grew up in like Seattle area.
Oh my God, me too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. I like was raised in Olympia. And then once my parents split, I split my time between like Mercer Island and then like Olympia still before I went to like Wazoo. Yeah.
Oh, a Wazoo. Yeah.
I am a coug. Go Cougs. moved here probably in like 2013. Like right in the beginning of like all the changes and stuff in Portland. Was here until what was that? March of this year. My fiance got a promotion. And so we moved out to Bend for that. But I'm still splitting my time. Luckily I have a home here as well. So yeah. I'm able to come back and forth, and it's only like a 3-hour drive, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a ton of people that go back and forth. It's so funny because I feel like if someone says they just live in Seattle, but they're here all the time, you're like, that's so far. Right. But people are like, yeah, you know, I just live down in Bend, and it's like totally normal.
Totally.
So far away.
I know. It's so funny too. Everyone's like, oh, that's like an hour out. And it's like, no, it's actually in the like smack dab center of Oregon. Yeah.
I love Bend. I've only been a couple times for work, but there's always these like, so is Bend close to Smith Rock, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I've gone for work, and they have so many dope Airbnbs that I'm like, I want to escape.
Right? No, there's a really cool one. I went to Smith Rock probably like a couple of months ago, and once you get to the very top of it, it looks down on this like crazy, I don't know what it is, but this like modular building that kind of looks like it's like a makeshift winery as well. And I need to look into it, but it's like going up that high and seeing all of the cool spots. There's just like a lot out in like the middle of nowhere, which is really awesome.
Yeah. I found like it's like a lookout tower.
Okay.
Airbnb. And it's like literally like right just sitting there in this like tower. And then there's like Smith Rock. So it's super cool. There's like a bunch of like random dope spots.
For sure.
So from Pacific Northwest, living in Bend now. So you spent enough time in Portland to know the dating scene, especially in the queer community. My God. It's a shit show.
It really is a shit show, though. Oh, my God. And it's so small. It's so funny. I feel like that's like dating in Portland is when like you, at least for me, I fully realize like how small it actually is, because it's not like one, it's like the 7 steps removed or 7 people removed or whatever. I swear it's like 2 or 3.
No, it's not 7. Yeah. No, I think it's literally probably 2.
Yeah.
It's you're dating someone's ex. And I didn't know when I moved here. I was like, look at this, when they're like, oh my God, that's so-and-so's ex, or oh my God, like I slept with them, like, you know, and it's so casual here too. Like, I think I was reading like we're number one for casual sex in America, because everything's like, you know, everyone's just fluid and like vibing and stuff, and
it's like whatever.
Yeah. So have you done the apps?
I have. That's actually how I met my fiance, which is
wild.
Okay,
I'm excited to hear.
I was, oh my gosh, so it was hilarious. I like met my ex-wife on, it was like right when Tinder was like popping off. And then we got together, and then we were together for like 6.5 years. And so coming back out of it, like, and starting the apps again, I'm just like, I feel like I'm like 90 years old right now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to put in my bio or like these funny little like questions, you know, like it was hilarious. And like also balancing all of that too. Like I was on Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, like all of that stuff. And it's like, that's like a job in itself.
It's
like
exhausting.
Yeah.
And you see the same, I always see my friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's up? Like, that's the only time I've swiped right. It's like, hey. There's been instances where they thought I was serious, and this was like my way of subtly like asking them out. And I was like, oh no, I was just supporting your cause. I just wanted to say like, you're doing great.
I'm rooting for you.
Yeah. I'm rooting for you to get laid soon.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, the apps are exhausting. And yeah, most of my experiences with, most of like the women that I've dated here in Portland, I've met, all met on apps.
Okay.
And it's, I mean, there's a couple exes that I don't talk to. It was like, or a toxic situation. But mm-hmm. for the most part, everybody that I've met on there, we're like friends.
That's
like,
awesome.
It's cool. Yeah. I'm like, most of my best friends, I'm like, thank God for Tinder. Yeah. Like, I love them. They found me to a person. That's dope.
That's awesome. Yeah. I wish it was the same thing for me. I feel like it's like one of those things where like it, there was like this relationship expected. And like, I would have loved to be friends with a lot of them after. But then it just gets weird
weird.
And you're just like, okay, cool. Like, I guess like this isn't going to work because like, we can't just be like friends after. I feel like that's one of the hardest things too, that I like experienced at least, was that like, you know, even if like the connection wasn't there or whatever, and we went on like a date or two and like we vibed, but not like more in like the platonic way.
Yeah.
It was kind of just like, I had to cut it because there was no other option. They were like, no, we're dating or we're not.
I'm dead.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, cool. I guess we're not dating then.
I'm the complete opposite. I'm like, well, this didn't work out, but you want to like get a drink or something? Like, I'm let's keep this going.
Yeah. No, I tried. It's a funny situation. I, coming out of like my divorce and all of that stuff, I went on like a few dates. One of them, actually, I'm not going to say her name, but she, you know her.
I think I know who this is.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the name.
Yeah, I know. I don't either, because she would be so mad.
Wait, does the letter start with?
Yeah. We both did the hand movement.
Yeah, that was it. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but it was so funny because I felt like I was like a baby gay all over again, just like catching feelings or whatever. And then I was like, okay, no, I need to like take a step back. I'm trying to just like date, like whatever. And it was like this hot and heavy thing that was just like not like, full go situation. And like, you know, that's, I don't know, for me at least, it's just like, that's so toxic when it's just like you're, it's like so hot and heavy, and then just like you don't hear from them for 3 weeks.
Oh, they ghosted.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like
wow.
Multiple times. And then I'd be like, okay, we're back in it, we're like going on dates again, hella casual. And then so that was like my first dating experience out of my divorce, which was crazy. Yeah, wild.
We're all divorced, I feel like.
Oh,
like
you are too? People,
yeah, I'm divorced.
Okay.
My friend Dana, who I had on, she's like, I've been divorced twice. Like, I'm on my third. Like, we're all like, yeah. All figuring it out. So it's cool. I was like, oh, yeah, something else in common.
For sure. But yeah, then I dated someone. I met them on Tinder. Hilarious, too, because, like, I don't know what. I was, like, really thinking, like, their pictures were just, like, so abstract and just, like, all over the place. Like, I probably didn't even, like, fully know what they looked like besides, like, one picture on their profile.
And it's, like, half their forehead.
Yeah, for real. It was, like, all artsy and, like, super strange. I saw them for a bit and then was dating around, and that was like not an app situation. I was kind of just like, okay, like F the apps, I'm not gonna do that. Like, it's led me down some like interesting paths, but whatever. And then it was kind of like when I was least expecting it, I went back on Hinge and I met Laurel, my now fiance, and it was such a kismet situation. It was crazy. Like, she walked in the room and it was like, I swear, wild. And yeah, we've been together ever since. So it's been really cute. Yeah.
And then I think you posted that it was like exactly a year till your wedding.
Yeah.
So it's like it's next year.
Yeah. It's coming. Oh, I'm really excited.
I'm so excited.
It's gonna be so fun. I'm like so excited about this one too, because I feel like when I got married last time, like I wasn't an adult, you know.
Yeah.
And so even though it was like great and like thought that at that point in time, that was like what I needed and what I wanted. It's like such a different experience coming back around now, and like also having the time too, where, you know, like I proposed, let's see, what was this, like last September? So it's already been like over a year since that. Yeah.
Okay.
I felt so hard so fast. I proposed after like 8 months.
Honestly, listen, I am the epitome of U-hauling.
Yeah.
I was engaged. What was that? I don't know. It was 2 years ago, I guess. And she proposed after 2.5 months.
Wow.
And I was like, this is fate.
Yes.
No. No, so I get it. So 8 months.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I believe in the timetables for you know, queer community and straight community. So I feel like for every month, that's like 3 months gay time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I'm like, if we've been dating a month, like, we can move in.
Oh, totally. Or, yeah. You know? And then with the pandemic on top of it, it's just like that adds another like 2 months on. It's like, okay, yeah. Cool. We're at 2 months, but it feels like we've been together 4 years at this point. So
yeah. No, so I get it. 8 months is good. Yeah. Oh, it's so exciting. Yeah. How'd you propose?
Oh my gosh, it was hilarious. She's gonna hate me for the story too, because she's still like, you should probably like redo it.
Not redo it.
Yeah. So I knew that this was going to happen. I was kind of just like, okay, how am I going to do this? But I like knew I wanted to do it. I was just like, I put the like order in for like the ring or whatever. I got it back and it was kind of just like this like hot thing in my hands where I was like, okay, I need to just put it on. And so I think I waited maybe like 2 months after I got it. And then finally it was like the week that it ended up happening. I was like, okay, this is happening. We're gonna do it. The timing was like, I mean, I don't know if the timing's ever like completely perfect, but yeah. I picked a weekend where it was right after we had just adopted our dog. And then we were also dog sitting two other dogs. God. And so we ended up going to the park. It was like, have you seen that, like that picture of Daniel Radcliffe walking like 9 dogs at once? Like, I felt like that was our situation. We ended up going to Council Crest. And I like kind of hinted before, I was just like, oh, we should take like cute like date pics or whatever. And she's like, no, I'm wearing this. And it was like, and I like was all dressed up. And then she was wearing like yoga pants.
completely different vibes.
Yeah, completely different. And I had gone to the store. So we had gotten our dog, I think it was like maybe a month before. And so I took him, I told her I was taking him to go get him like treats at like Western Pet Supply or whatever on Beaverton Hillsdale. And then ended up going there and I had a little like charm thing made that they like laser cut out saying, will you marry me on it? And so I switched it out with the one that he had on his collar and came back. It was just like sitting in my pocket and I was full on just like shaking at that point, like could not hold it in. She made us like Bloody Marys or something, and yeah. I didn't like take a sip. I was just sitting there like shaking,
really?
Not talking.
I thought you would just like throw it back because you're so nervous.
Oh my God, no, I couldn't like drink or eat anything. I was so anxious. And so we get to the park. I have like a bottle of champagne in my backpack, and like we're just sitting there, and like all the dogs are like running around, and like we're all tied up and stuff, and it was just like so chaotic. And then she's like looking over. I think one of the dogs that's like had like run away or something, and I get down on one knee, and she was like, or actually, I was like, hey, look at Wesley's collar, and she was like, you're being weird, what? And I was like, no, just look at it, and she was like, no, I'm not gonna look at it.
She said,
she was like,
no.
She's like, did you put a heart charm on there? That's so stupid. And I was like, oh my okay, God. Cool. I was
never
like,
mind.
Yeah, I was like, please just look at it. And so then she finally looked at it, and she was like, wait, are you serious right now? And I got like on one knee, and I had like the ring out, and it was just like, she was not expecting it at all. It was
really?
Like, no, it was hilarious because we had talked about it like multiple times. And so it like took her a couple of hours to absorb it. And then finally we were able to like celebrate and stuff with like friends that came over. But it was just like the funniest thing. Yeah.
After.
They brought us like some champagne and we had like a little get together, which was cute. But yeah, it was like, I feel like such a, for me at least, like stereotypical like pandemic thing where it just like it doesn't happen the way that you expect it to.
No.
But it's pretty wild because like I think now we're like stronger than ever, which is really nice. And like now preparing for the wedding, it's like fun. And
and
it's so far away still that we're able to like, you know, just plan like one thing at a time and it doesn't feel stressful and we're actually able to enjoy it still. I feel like that's such a hard thing for people is like being able to enjoy it because there's so many like things in the mix. Mm-hmm.
So you met during the pandemic.
Yeah, correct? We met before. We met February.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then everything shut down. What was that, like March 13th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I think there's something to be said. If you can make it through a global pandemic without like hating each other, then I'm like, you can do this.
Totally.
You'll be good.
For real. I mean, like you see all the celebrities and stuff that have been together like 10 plus years and they can't do it, you know, 6 months in the pandemic. Cause you're really like, I mean, you're stuck with that other person.
Yeah.
And cause she does retail. The store that she worked at was completely closed for like 2 months. So I was working from home. She just like wasn't working and we were just like in her house like 24/7.
Yeah.
Just like trying to come up with stuff to do. And yeah, it's pretty wild. I honestly don't think I could go through that with anybody else. Cause it's just like, yeah, I mean, so many people end up breaking up or just like, this isn't what I wanted. Like so much self-reflection and stuff going on, you know, that like it's no surprise.
No, my engagement ended during the pandemic.
Oh really?
Yeah. It, I mean, it was long distance.
Okay.
But she came to visit before she was headed overseas to play basketball.
Oh, wow.
And, the borders closed.
No way.
And so I wasn't ready for that. I mean, I also have a child, all these different, you know, facets in life. And so I was just like, everything that you don't see, because it's long distance, like different mannerisms, how they live, if they're clean, everything came out.
Totally.
And I was just like, oh my God, that was just terrible. And as soon as the borders opened, we both were like, yeah, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And I was
really?
Like, I think I support that.
Dang.
But you know, we're good now.
That's good.
And that's something else I feel like with the queer community is like, I feel like for most of the time, at least for me, I always stay in touch.
Yeah.
It's not weird to be like, hey, I'm going to go grab lunch with so-and-so. But if, you know, I'm dating a dude and we break up, I'm not going to like, I'm like, hey, me and so-and-so are going to go. That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you guys still, you know?
Yeah.
But
totally.
Yeah. So that ended. My marriage engagement or the proposals. I've never had that proposal that I've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, I was 21.
Okay.
And I remember taking a bath. I'm insane. I'm taking a bath and I like call him in and I was like, we've been together for 3 months now. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, do you know if you want to marry me? Because if you don't by now, I'm leaving. And he's like,
that's awesome.
And I was like, I did sacrifice a lot because I grew up like Christian. I left my church. I left my family to go live in small ass town where he was for work. And so I was like, I'm not giving up everything. And just like, you know, what I was like, we are, what is that called? Not when you're like living in sin, but when you like live together, there's like a word for it. I can't remember.
Cohabitating.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, we're doing this. And so I was like, pick right now.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. And I was like, are you asking? So that was it.
No way.
And then I went to the mall and picked out my ring and I just took all the magic out of it.
Wow.
The second time I was like about to catch the flight back to Portland because I was visiting her. And I just like started crying. I was drunk too. And God. I feel like most of my life I've been drunk until up like a year and a half ago. But I'm like crying. I'm just like, I miss you. Like, this is just like so hard for me. And she's like, well, how about I just have something to give you? And then pulls out the drawer and like, here's a ring. She was like, here. And just like knelt by the bed and asked me. And
wow.
I didn't want to like shit on it, but I was so mad.
Yeah.
That I was like pulling it out of like one of those like metal drawers and doing that. I was so annoyed. And I called my friends. I was like, you guys, we're engaged. And I remember my friend being like, huh. Okay, well, call me tomorrow. And I was like, I think this is a sign this shouldn't be happening if my friends are even like, So yeah, I haven't had that magical. Well, maybe next time.
Yeah. There you go. Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think as I've gotten older, divorce doesn't really, it doesn't hold as much weight for me, I think.
Totally.
I mean, I still think marriage is sacred, but I see marriage more as choosing each other every single day.
Yeah.
And that's literally what it is. Like, this is my person. And so I always saw partnerships as weird of like, why don't you want to get married? And now I see a lot of it is like this, me, a governmental thing where it's the piece of paper where, I mean, when I first got married, I remember waking up and I thought I was going to feel something because I got married and I was like, nothing changed.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, Chloe, it's, we did it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I felt so sad.
No, I
thought I was
going to
feel like a
thing.
Wife.
Yeah. No, for sure. I remember waking up like the day after and was just like, wait, this is like,
That's it.
You know, like I thought I would like wait, you know, like Disney, like fairy tale princess shit where
so making like, breakfast, you know, it's just this amazing.
Like rejuvenated. Like, I'm this whole new person now. And no, I totally agree. I thought, I mean, there were obviously like things missing in in my marriage that like could make it work long term. But it is wild because you set yourself up with like all these like crazy high expectations.
Yeah.
And then I feel like it's almost like a positive thing to get divorced when it doesn't work out, because you have this new perspective of like, okay, no, this is just like what normal relationships should look like. And this is also like what I can improve on myself. This is what I'm looking for in a partner, you know, and kind of like, I think it, for me, it kind of like reset like expectations, which was awesome. And also like made me just realize, you know, that kind of like what you said, that like you shouldn't like hold all of this stuff over yourself in this way that like has to work, because like honestly, like relationships do end and that's okay. Yeah. And I think more people need to see it that way, that like if it's not working, that's okay.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think, you know, with the older generation being like, you don't know how to work for things, you just want to leave. And I don't even know how many, you know, unhappy marriages we saw, you know, grandparents bickering, parents getting divorced or just being unhappy. And I know I see the I think it was saying the divorce rate has pretty much stayed the same for our generation. It hasn't gone up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's actually a good thing. I'm like, people are saying we don't necessarily need to get married. We can still live like, you know, in this. And then even getting divorced, they're like, I love you enough to let you go, or I'm choosing myself. And it's not this failure.
Yeah.
Getting divorced, you're just like, this isn't working and we don't need to stay in this if it's not the right thing. I mean,
for
you
sure.
wouldn't have met your partner. I wouldn't have found myself as an adult.
Totally.
So, yeah, I think it's healthy. You're right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's yeah, almost like a blessing in disguise, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just like, I don't know. I felt like a completely different person coming out of it. So it's, yeah, it's, I'm excited to get married this time around. Like, don't get me wrong. But,
I'm so excited
yeah,
for you.
It's going to be a really fun time. And it just feels different, which is awesome.
Yeah.
She's just like the most chill person ever. So it's like really exciting to be with somebody that I can just like be weird, you know, and not worry about like, oh, I have to be this like prim and proper like person or like shell of a human that you think I am, you know, what Instagram tells you. It's really nice.
And then so you DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know, I mean, I've like heard and have friends that DJ, but the, you know, getting hit on and, you know, finding, you know, either hookups or relationships through nightlife. Like, what has that, do you have any like stories or whatever from being at work? And then,
yeah, I've never hooked up with somebody after DJing, an event, except for my significant other at the time or whoever it is. But, I have gotten asked by couples, which is
no
so funny.
Way.
Yeah. Couples will like approach me at the booth being like, hey, so, you know, just want to say like, you're so good. What are you doing after? And I'm just like, I'm down to be friends with you, but like, nah. But I also feel like I have like RBF so hard that it's almost this like unapproachable thing. Like I've DJed a good amount of like her events and just some like other random stuff around town. Like the event I did in Bend recently was for like the LGBTQIA plus community. Mm-hmm. And I feel, I feel like I'm just like so like stone cold looking when I DJ that like it might come off as like unapproachable. But yeah, I'd say like when I have DJed and like people hit on me, it's always like a couple thing, which is like so funny. Yeah. Yeah. Or like if I'm in between sets, this actually happened at a her event, which is hilarious. But, I like had a set and then I was like going away for a second, then I was going to go back on. So I got a drink in between and this couple like sideswipe me and there was one on each side and they were just like, can we buy you a drink? And I'm just like, oh my god, I already know what I'm getting into. But yeah, that's really like the only thing I heard of, like a lot of other friends that have had that, but I feel like it's also something that you seek out too, you know, being like, hey, I'm the DJ, you know, like, did you hear my music? You know, like, I don't know if you saw me up there, which is not my thing at all. I feel like I want to say like humble, but I'm also really shy. And so even like when I was single, like I would literally just like sit in the corner with my friends and just like vibe to the beat or whatever. Yeah. And like for the most part, like people wouldn't come up. But I've met a lot of great friends out of DJing, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I've made a lot of friends through going out, you know.
Nice.
I mean, I have made some close ones, but I feel like most of the time it's like one of those like, oh my god, wow, girl.
Yeah.
And I don't ever really hit them up.
Totally. Like a party friend situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. I think I've had 3 people I know hit me up about you.
Really?
Yes. It's so funny. Throughout the course of, like, I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
They'd be like, I see you follow. They're like, what do you know? And I'm like, what do you mean? And they'll be like, I can't tell you, but I'm just, you know, curious.
Oh, my God. Is one of them the...
Yeah. Yeah. One is them. The other one, I think, it starts with, like, a...
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Did I just say the letter? My bad. If you're listening and you know I'm talking about you. Yeah, no. Yeah, so it's like randomly. And I'm like, to be honest, we've never met in person.
Yeah, no.
But I'm like, it's just super dope. Yeah. Like, I'm like,
Oh, that's so funny. I know. I feel like, I mean, going back to like the Portland a small thing, it's just so funny because I feel like I know you because like there's been so many things like, I know, like one of the her events, you were like, oh, I'm going, are you going? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm DJing it. And then, like, just some other, like, random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, hilarious because I feel like I know you, but I don't, you know? It's like that social media thing where you're like, oh, yeah, I totally know that person. And then, like, meeting in person, I'm like, oh, shit, you're way taller than I actually
you thought. Really? Yeah. How tall do you think I was?
I thought you were, like, my height, maybe. I was like, you look like on the taller side, but then I was just like, oh shit, yeah, they're a model. Okay, that makes sense. Like, they're going to be taller than me. I think I also have this complex too where I'm just like, oh yeah, like I'm 5'10, you know, 5'11, I'm 5'8. So, yeah, it's, I don't know. Social media is just so funny in that way where you like, you have, I guess, like a, yeah, like a picture, obviously, because of Instagram. But like you imagine how they are and like height and all that stuff. And like, I guess personality, cause that's what, you know, shines through social media. That's funny.
Hilarious. Yeah. I know randomly people ask me how tall I am. And, they usually guess like 5'10". Mm-hmm. For me, I feel short.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm like I'm 5'8", but
maybe 5'8 and a half.
You're taller than me though. You have to be taller than 5'8".
I don't think I'm that much. No. I think I was like towering or something. Maybe I got on my tippy toes so I gave you a hug or something. So, now I'm 5. My comp card says 5'9".
I love that. Same with mine. Mine might say 5'10".
Who are you signed with?
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant like ID. No, I tried the whole modeling thing out. I feel like it's probably not in my best move. I've done like a couple of things like here and there, but like it's, I don't know. I think I'm too shy, honestly, to like it where I'm just like, I am that person that's like, oh yeah, like if you don't want to go with me, that's totally fine. Like,
I'm dead.
Like, it's fine if you don't go with me. That's like, you know, like it's almost like I talk them out of it type of thing. So that doesn't really probably go well.
Meanwhile, I'm like screaming at the guy, like, you're making a huge mistake. Pick me. Like, worst mistake of your life. I'm like the other way. Oh my God. Well, this has been so fun. We're going to switch to the segment where we usually play this or that, but I thought I'd spice it up this week and we're going to play 5 Fingers.
Love it.
A little never have I ever action. So take a quick break and then we are going to be right back. Okay. We are back with 5 Fingers. And these can be as chill, explicit, however you want them to go. Okay. So I have all 5, clearly. We just started. Okay. Ooh, okay. So never have I ever been to a her event.
Okay.
Sorry, I went petty immediately. Your face is like, what the fuck?
Weren't you supposed to go to one?
Yes. And then they asked me to do that whole, like, what is it? Be a rep or something, like a person.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do that.
No. Yeah. No, yeah. I felt like her used to pop off like years ago. And then once they started doing the little things, I felt like it got, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's changed. Reputation.
Yeah. But. I've never dated someone that doesn't live in the same state as me.
I'm weak. Okay. So I have 2 down. Why do I have?
No, you didn't. You haven't been to a her event, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Wait, what?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, you this is right. I'm weak. Okay. Okay. Yes. So I just put that down because I was a fan of long distance. All right. Wow. Struggling. Ooh, okay, so never have I ever went snowboarding.
I'm a skier.
I should have said that. I almost did. I almost did.
Oh, this is a good one. I've never bought anything from Fantasy here.
Is that like the sex toy?
Yeah, on Burnside. They have like two different locations, I think. Yeah.
They have these things where they make you have no gag reflex. They're mints. Yeah. I used to stock up on those. They work. Go to Fantasy. I think they're like $5.
Oh
Two
my
to five
God,
dollars.
funny. That's so
Okay.
funny.
I'm at three. Oh, God. Okay, this is a sexual one.
Okay.
Never have I ever worn a strap.
Oh, shit.
I was like,
Been there.
So you got three?
I have two down.
Okay, yeah, so we both got three left.
Okay. See.
Getting kind of. It's nice when you don't know the person too, because you really have no idea what you're
No,
gonna
for
get.
sure, for sure. Never have I ever gone on or used, I guess, the Her app.
Oh, what the fuck? I used to go on there. It was terrible. It was terrible. But yes, I've used her. All right, I got two left. Shit. Okay, so never have I ever dated a Sagittarius.
What month is that?
I think that's like starting right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
I have either. Yeah. Laurel's a Capricorn, so it's close.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay. And
Yeah.
what's your sign? I was
I'm a
gonna.
Taurus.
I was literally gonna ask if you were a Taurus.
Really?
Yes.
What are you?
I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
Aquarius.
I'm such a bad person with horoscopes. What month
End of
frame?
January.
End of January. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Aquarius double EO, so. It's a little intense.
I think I'm like all Taurus, like
Oh my
every like
God.
through and through. Yeah. Yeah, that works in my favor and also doesn't. So
Oh my
yeah,
God.
stubbornness is so real. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll go one more because I want to make sure we have enough time for your day recap
Okay.
because that you have a really good story.
Oh my God. Yeah. Never have I ever dated someone that's friends with someone else I dated.
Oh shit. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're doing yeah, I lost. So I lost. I did. Yeah, the ex before my fiance, yeah, one of my friends was like, I don't know if they dated, but they were definitely hooking up. And then I swooped in. I was like, well, we're moving in together. So, and she's like, what the fuck? You know how it is here. Oh my
Funny.
God. So, we're going to take another quick break, come back with the date recap. We got some really funny stories. I have some that people have sent in, I'm going to share. So, really quick, we'll be right back and jump into the date recap. Okay, so we're back with the date recap. But you had initially sent one
Yeah.
about the revolution. That
Oh,
one.
it gets even better too than what I told you. I forgot there's a whole nother element to it. But yeah, so I was like very, I don't even know if I would technically say I was seeing them. I went on a what I thought was a date, and she invited like some of her other like coworkers or something. So it ended up being me as the only odd person out. And then she like grabbed my face and made out with me at the very end of the night when I was
Oh.
not giving any vibes that way. But I was just like, okay, I'm single, whatever. Like,
You're
yeah,
like, all right, let's go for
that's fine.
it.
And then got a little stage five clinger.
Oh, shit.
And so, it sounds so bad. But on it was like a random Sunday, and I was hanging out with my friend Jordan, and she was like, oh, come out. And I was like, well, I'm still single. I'm not seeing anybody. I'm
Yeah.
bored. Like, let's go out and do
Yeah.
this thing. So she was like, come to Revolution Hall. I'm here with like a couple of friends. It's really casual, and we'll go out to dinner after. And I was like, okay, cool. That's great. So I show up with my friend Jordan. And at first, it's like super chill. But I noticed she's like surrounded by dudes. And I was like, this is interesting. Like, usually not my vibe, but you know, like maybe they're cool. And so we're sitting there and she slowly starts getting into it that all of the guys that are there were Bumble dates of hers that are also now friends. What the hell? Yeah. And so on top of all of this, the person that I ended up seeing, like seriously after my ex, she was sitting at the table right behind. And so on top of this person, like trying to like touch my leg and hold my hand and like kiss me across the table with all of their old bumble. Yes. Yes. Which I was just like,
extra.
No, I was like, no, with like all of her old Bumble dates there. I was also trying to, because I had a date like 2 days out with the person that was sitting there.
Oh my
God. I was just like, oh my God, this is, I could, yeah, so stressed. And so then I ended up going to the bar to like fully scope it out and check if that was the person I was supposed to be going on a date with. Of course, they come up and they're like, oh, it's so good to see you. I can't wait for our date on Tuesday. And I'm just like, yeah, that's going to be great. Sure. Like, great to see you.
Good to later.
And she's like, well, what are you doing after this? And I'm just like, nothing. Let's go.
Oh, shit.
So then I go back to the table and Jordan is like, no, I'm going home. Like, this, it's a Sunday, whatever. Yeah. The person that I went to go meet was just like, oh, are we going to dinner? And sure enough, all of the dudes were going to dinner too. And I was like, oh, no, sorry. Like, I'm not feeling well. I, like, need to go. But then I ended up going to, like, Sassy's and stuff.
Yes.
After the person. And then, yeah, ended up seeing them for a couple of months. It was, yeah, probably most awkward experience I've dealt with.
Did you just have to fall off the map with that person? Were they just like, hey, or did you just have
oh,
to,
my
like,
God, no. So then... So then Pride happened, and so I was just like, hey, like, I really don't think this is working. Like, you're a really nice person. You know, I just, like, you know, I think we should just be friends.
Yeah.
They weren't happy about that. And they, like, continued to text me, and I was just like, hey, like, you know, I'm happy to be friends with you. You're great. I just, like, don't feel a vibe.
Yeah.
And so then I went out with the person who was at Revolution Hall to Jordan's birthday, and sure enough... This other person was there, like, on a whim at Tope. And, yeah. And so we, like, roll in, and she's like, hey. And I'm like,
hey, girl. Yeah, I was like,
okay, Jordan, like, happy birthday, but I need to leave. So, yeah, I guess full story there. Yeah, it ended up 4 days later running into her again.
Literally just had to just... be like, I have to leave.
Yeah.
Not leaving the party, though.
No. I'm like that, like, Nick and New Girl, where, like, I fully just, like, have to do the, like, moonwalk away. I get so awkward that I'm just like, I'm out. Sorry.
I gotta get out of here. Oh, my God. Okay, that's a good one. These are a couple people have sent, DM'd me. Dude shit his pants after we did DMT. Okay. Wait, what are you doing DMT on a first date for? What the fuck?
I don't know. You're really trying to catch a vibe there. Wow.
What? I don't even know what I would do if my date just shit themselves right in front of me. I think I'd probably just leave.
Yeah.
I think I would just...
silently just walk out.
I'd be like, oh my God. Just turn around and leave.
TTYN.
Oh my God. Okay, so I'm going to do my best to not share this person's information. Okay, so the first COVID date I went on after my ex and I split, we met on Hinge, talked for a couple weeks, seemed quote unquote normal. It was early summer, so we went to the park. He had invited me for beers, so I brought three for myself. I show up, he has not brought any of his own beers, even though it was his idea. So he takes one of mine. He immediately starts complaining about his roommates, then tells me he broke up with his ex-girlfriend because she decided to become a lesbian. So, of course, I'm like, that's really not how it works. He's like, well, what do you know about it? So I still wanted to hang and sit in the park, so I kept having zero expectations. Sounds like that's the only option, to be honest. we changed topics to records, and I asked what his favorite track One Side was, basic high fidelity nerd icebreaker. And he drops New York State of Mind off Nas Illmatic, which I saw him last night at the symphony.
No.
Oh, my God. I tell him, great track, but that's actually track 2. He did not like that. So he told me I was being a nag and asked me to leave the park.
You can't ask someone to leave the park.
Actually, this is my park, so.
You should go. Yeah.
You're not allowed to be here anymore.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, so those are what we have to share for this week. If you have any stories or anything you want to share, please DM me, and I will happily read your tragedies over the airwaves. But thank you so much for coming on and just sitting and sharing, and it's great to get to know you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I can actually say I know you now.
Yeah, there we go.
Hit me up,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that's so funny. Oh my God. So people who want to know more about you, see when your next set is, all this stuff, where can they follow you?
Instagram's the best spot. That links to my website as well, but it's just Brizzle Official, BRIZZLE Official on Instagram. Or you can, if you really want to creep, you can go to djbrizzle.com.
Ooh, okay, okay. All right, so Brizzle Official on Instagram. Go follow, check them out. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. And potentially we'll work together on an event, maybe sometime
soon. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Awesome. All right. We're going to take a break. I'm going to come back and say goodbye to you guys, and then I will see you guys next week. All right, everyone. You stuck it through an entire episode again. Thank you so much for all your support. Honestly, I love it. I love seeing your messages. You guys are awesome. But I have some amazing, more like new content coming up, and I want you to stay tuned, stay in the know. If you want to stay updated with me and things about the show, go ahead and give me a follow on Instagram. It's at Chloe Alexandra XO. And an amazing thank you to this amazing radio platform, Through the Numbers, who tolerate me as I come in every week and record something insane. But I hope everyone has an amazing week. I want you guys to have these experiences in dating, and don't rule off finding your person. Just have fun. Let it go. There's toxic people everywhere. It might not have anything to do with you, but just have an amazing week, and know that I love you. I'm rooting for you, and I'm going to see you next Thursday. Take care.